Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing with us. Thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be special. We're going to all praise you with the praise songs and singing along with them, Lord. We thank you for it, Father, for giving us all of these wonderful musicians to emulate. And we praise you, Lord, that through these praises, you're going to be blessed as we're blessed. We ask, Father, for your glory to just rain down on us tonight, Lord. We can't get enough of you, Lord. We want all of you. We're not going to be satisfied until we are 100% filled with nothing but you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for placing it in our hearts to surrender all to you these days ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that in the days of coming that are coming here quickly, that you prepare us, prepare our hearts, give us bold faith to believe that you're going to take care of us in any circumstance or situation, Father, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, for answering our prayers for our loved ones as well, that they all get into the kingdom. And thank you for that, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for an open heaven to answer all of our prayers. Thank you for all the testimonies that glorify you, Lord, because you're the reason, Lord, that we're here. And we praise you and we glorify you, Father, for all the work that you're doing in us, in our heart and our spirit, Lord. Let us be led by that spirit too, Lord, and speak only as an oracle of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request? Okay, I want to make a little announcement, and I hope everybody that's listening will listen to today, this morning. We saw where the 10 days of darkness would probably start tomorrow, Friday. They warned that you need to get batteries and, you know, make sure you got your food pantry, enough food in it, and that type of thing. Or if you need to go buy some solar-powered lights to put in your house, that's a cheap way of doing things, and that's a good way of doing things. You know, set it outside during the day and take it inside at night when you need to see. But it looks like it's may happen. We're not saying this is thus saith the Lord, but the Lord told us to David and I to prepare also. So we'll see what happens. Just wanted to get that out there. Just make sure you have enough for your family and possibly to help some other people as well. How many of you know God can multiply? He can multiply, I'm telling you. He can do it. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request? I've got one. I do want y'all to agree with me that we're going to cast down witchcraft against God's anointed that are doing the videos, that are doing the work for the ministry. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we cast all curses spoken against everyone that is working on the videos, that is working on the dreams and visions, and working in any aspect of the ministry. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have a wall of protection around them that the enemy cannot penetrate. in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody in the fellowship, at the outreach, the local, and all over, at all times, are protected. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that this prayer is answered throughout the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I know that more than one are having trouble sleeping at night. And I command the demon that has been interrupting sleep to cease your actions right now. We're covered by the blood of Jesus, and you can't penetrate that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody is going to have a good night's sleep every night they lay down to go to bed, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just believe it, Lord. I believe you're going to do that for all of us too. In Jesus' name. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see. Isaac. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me very good, Michael?
Yes, sir. Can.
Okay, good deal. Geneva sent me a text message, and she wanted me to have you guys pray for her because her belt broke on her Kia, and her water pump broke. I don't know if it was driving that water pump. However, just pray for her because she's asking that God give them the knowledge to fix it, and they're going to attempt to do that tomorrow. And also, while we're talking about fixing things, just to pray for us, our AC went out. But I know the Lord has given me the knowledge in the past, and believe with me, he'll give me knowledge once again to get this old unit running again.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we just thank you for giving him the wisdom to fix it. It's not going to be nothing big. It's going to be something simple. And we thank you, Lord, that that water pump is healed in Jesus' name right now. They won't even have to work on it. We thank you, Lord, when they crank that thing up, it's going to do exactly what it's supposed to, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, for doing that for Geneva and Morgan. Okay, good. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for doing that, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woohoo. Send those mechanic angels out. All right, Benita, go ahead, girl.
I have a praise request. Praise. We had prayed for my daughter. Her stomach was really bothering her for a couple days, and she thought she was lactose intolerant. So, and she loves milk and cheese and ice cream and all that stuff. And so she's thinking she'd have to cut back on all that. And I said, do you mind if I pray for you? Because I have power now. I told her I'd pray for her. And she said, yeah, pray for me, Mom. So I did. And she called me a couple days later, and she didn't have any stomach pains anymore. And she can eat. She's not having any trouble eating any dairy.
Thank you, Lord.
So I was like, it's like, wow, I have power. I don't know. I was pretty Amen. Excited. So that was great.
Praise God.
And then I also, when we were up north this weekend, I had some time to talk to Frank, and just, he gets down about all the things that he can't do and all this. And I was just talking to him about how you can't let the devil just come in there, and you've got to keep believing the word, what the word says. This is what the word says. There's promises in there, and you've got to be an overcomer. And so we just talked about overcoming a lot, and it was really encouraging to talk to him and have him, just listen and agree and just get in that mindset to be an overcomer and not to be fatalistic and this is never going to get better, but no, you've got to overcome. So that was just a blessing to be able to have some time to do that with him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Is that Claire? That's Claire. Hey, girl.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Greg. Good to see you.
Good morning, and my apologies.
Anna, Angelica, Barbara, Gato, Tracy. Tracy down there. Hey, girl. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Patrick.
Not many people call me Patrick. But anyway.
Do you not like that, or do you want me to call you Pat?
It came with the package, so no, I don't mind it.
Okay.
Wednesday. Yes, I'm on a project that is, it is very hectic. We're getting ready to, turn it over to the owner type things. One of those things where the chickens are coming home to roost and all the problems, little bitty problems that everybody ignores toward the end, through the process. Now they're all coming home to need to be resolved and taken care of, et cetera. And it just makes a very frantic type of environment where people are kind of suffering for their own negligence, I guess you might say. Anyway, it's standard procedure, and on the end of every job, it's always hectic. And I literally just got through half an hour ago finishing up two daily logs that I haven't been able to catch up with. And anyway, just because there's not enough time in the day. But so yesterday I walked through the loading dock and Barry was there. And in between all the hubbub, people coming and going and whatever, I sat down next to Barry and was just talking to him. He's the one, obviously, has the colitis issue. And I asked him how he was doing, et cetera. And was going in for a checkup today, so he wouldn't be in today. And then he said his eyes were starting to bother him, and he took off his glasses and he showed me his eyes were watering really bad. And so I was sitting there thinking, trying to find a scripture to speak to him, to give to him. And he kind of reverts back to, I'm looking to for prayer for healing for him. I kind of came to the conclusion yesterday after I was talking with him that things like 1 Peter 1:24, we were healed by the stripes of Jesus, it's not going in. It's not making an effect for whatever reason. However, I believe the word of God is living and it is doing something there. So I was searching for a scripture and nothing came to mind. So I just thought, well, you know what? He just needs prayer. And so I just stopped right there in the middle of the loading dock, sat down next to him. And I just asked him to, actually, I didn't ask him. I just started praying for him right there and rebuking the sickness, et cetera, and whatnot. And then I told him, all right, so you be looking for a change for tomorrow when you come to that your to the doctor's office and expect something to happen. And anyway, and so I got up because the day was so hectic. I just got up and I patted him on the shoulder and said, all right, we're praying for you, and kept on moving. As I was leaving that day, or as he was leaving at the end of the day, I was still in my office, trying to do a daily log or whatever I was doing. And he came up on the window, because he walks around the back. He came up on the window and gave me the thumbs up sign there. So anyway, something is happening there. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think the Lord is teaching me something through the process as well. So Father, I thank you for what you're doing in Barry's heart. I thank you, Lord, that it doesn't matter what we think, whether things are happening or whether we're maybe getting discouraged or whatever it is, your word is alive. Your word goes in, and your prayer and dependence upon your truth and your word and the Holy Spirit is there for us to take down the opposition, to assist people into looking for you, into seeking you, into finding you. And Lord, I just come back to you and I just ask, Lord, just to do something, just to heal this colitis in his life. Heal the colitis, heal the cause. I bind whatever that cause is in the spirit that is inflicting that on him. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast you down. I bind that spirit of, whether it be a spirit of bitterness or anger or unforgiveness, I cast those. I bind those right now and cast them down in Jesus' name. And heal these eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind whatever it is that is influencing that curse upon him. I cut him loose. I bind it right now. I cast it down under his feet. And Lord, I pray that you would put a spirit of repentance and a spirit of trust, a spirit of confidence, and a spirit of belief in Barry to grasp onto these truths and to actually think about this word that you've given us, Lord. And I thank you for it. Thank you for your Holy Spirit you've given to guide us into that truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm trying to do two things at one time.
Is Barry a Christian? Pat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the general sense of the term, yes, he is. But he's got again, he's sitting right there at the back loading dock where everybody has to come in, and he's every other person that comes in that door, he grabs them and starts talking to them about the Lord.
Oh, nice.
But I can tell, talking to him, it's the standard, sit in the pew Wednesday and Sunday morning and that sort of thing. And there's not a lot of meat there that he's grabbing onto. So I say, when I speak about some of the things in the word, it just doesn't seem to ring in there. It doesn't seem to click. So anyway.
So he probably doesn't have a real good feeling for the healing sense that God can bring and all the other spiritual gifts. And he's not really connected that way too much.
I don't get that impression. Well, I get that impression. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what is happening, and that's kind of what I think maybe the Lord was showing me is that, he may need a demonstration of the power of God in his life, as opposed to, when he listens to some of the scriptures I say to him, or reading something or whatever it would be, he views it from a certain lens or a certain perspective.
Right.
And, you know, when he hears that word, I mean, when people in the, let's say the Baptist tradition or the, you know, the, when they hear the word, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed, they automatically think that that means that's a spiritual thing. And, you know, anything physical will just happen after we're dead and we, you know, we're resurrected and go to be with the Lord. So it's that frame of or that paradigm that they're thinking of. When they hear that scripture, they automatically think this is what that means. And I kind of think that's, you know, where he's at.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pray faith on people unless they agree with you sometimes. I get that. So does he see very well at all right now?
What kind of seeing?
Well, you said colitis, right? Is that with the eyes?
No, colitis is it's a disease. Intestines, yes. Yeah, it's so.
Does it bring him discomfort?
Yes.
Well, you know, try that if you really want to try it. Try to pray, ask him if he wants to agree with you, and you'll cast that pain off him now, that discomfort, in the name of Jesus. And if you want to try that, and that'll give him that demonstration of spirit. And even you, when you're doing that, ask him how he's feeling. He says, well, if you still feel something, well, no, we're going to pray again. We're going to cast this off, and we're going to make this thing go. Just stand your ground against that spirit until it relieves and goes. And then he'll see to demonstrate the power there. That's mm-hmm. one of the ways you can do it. I do that with people. Yeah, I find out where their faith is, and then I work on from there. And then, like if it's pain or something, I'll cast it off. Then I'll ask them how the pain is, the level of pain, whatever. And they say, well, yeah, it's still there or whatever, but it's maybe not as much. And I say, well, it's got to go. And we just keep on. I say, you go now in the name of Jesus. I go that direction until I say, is it gone? It's gone. There, you know, get them where all of a sudden they see the results. You can try it, you know, and because just when you're fighting against stubborn spirits and you're fighting your faith mostly against that spirit, and he's got to find out that it's truth, and you got to pretty much kind of you got to stand the ground and push it, you know, and be the hard push where he's going to receive it, and then he sees the results, and then his faith can be built up from that point forward a little more, you know, in that direction. Just an idea.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that after I had prayed with him. I think this is what the Lord was showing me as well, is that my prayer for him needs to be more in the commanding area.
Yeah.
Casting these things down, number one. And number two, even in the midst of that, asking Barry if he agrees with that prayer.
Yeah.
And get him to speak forth that yes, I agree with it.
Right. Say, I want you to agree with me on this. And as two come together and agree upon anything that we should inform, say at scripture. So he says, oh, okay, he knows he's going along with scripture if he does that.
Right.
You know,
what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that works. It's just that you got to have a little coaxing and commanding at the same time. Say, oh, Lord, I know you hear everything I pray on this concerning this, because this is your promises. And then go from there and start commanding. You know, it's like you brought the Lord in, we're bringing a girl, you know, so he knows that you're talking to the Lord and we're agreeing on this. And then, you know, you go in and do your thing, you know. It's kind of one of those. But all right.
Just like, well, that's a prayer for me.
Oh, you'll do it.
Okay. Okay. All right, listen, I want to make another announcement about sending me songs and stuff. If you send me the link, I'm not going on the link. I don't have time to go to the link. Just send me the title and the person who sings it, and I can put it on there, because if everybody did, well, y'all see what I'm talking about, don't you? Just send me the title and the name. Now, if it has it on it, that's fine. Yours had it on it, Julie. Yours didn't, Missy. I'm not trying to call out anybody. Anyway, go ahead, Isaac.
Isaiah wants to say something. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, say it louder. I love Jesus. Louder. One more time.
I love Jesus.
He's saying he loves Jesus.
Amen. Me too, brother. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving him back in Jesus' name. Amen.
I got you too. One, a prayer support, and two, a prayer. So I went to San Antonio the other day, and I was walking around, and I ran into a homeless fellow. Anyways, we got to talking for a while, and we just walked around and talked, and you know, it was really good, man. Prayed, shared scripture with him, read scripture with him. Lord bless his needs, and you know, so I was like, okay, awesome, man. You know, and I gave him my number in case he needed to give me a call for whatever reason, right? Well, I just got home today, and he called me. His name's Larry, and he called me. He said, Isaac. And I said, yeah, what's up, Larry? He goes, man, I just want to say it's really nice to talk to you and talk about the Lord. He goes, because I went through some temptations the last few days, but I was able to overcome these temptations. And he goes, and, you know, I'm really, really thankful. And I'm hoping we can continue this. And I was like, man, absolutely. That's awesome, man. I feel that's encouraging to me. Praise the Lord. So we talked. Anyways, I went up there to read my Bible. And I opened to, just randomly opened to Matthew chapter 13. And I was reading about, you know, the sower. And I want to pray and believe that he be good fertile ground. You know, I want that because, you know, blessed are the poor for the rich in faith. And I want to pray and believe y'all believe me that he'd be good fertile ground. You know, that's what the gospel is all about. And I'll say one more thing, too. Just funny little note. And it has to do totally with Matthew chapter 13, the 30, 60, and 100 fold. The other day, I was just researching the word image. And I looked up in my concordance. And, you know,
can't hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, sorry, my speaker just shut off. Anyways, like I was saying, I was just researching a little bit, and I looked at the word image. I want to know what image really meant, and it shows me that it appears in the Bible 100 times. This is in the King James Version, and I was like, 100 times. I wonder why. And I was like, just dawned on me. Well, that's a 100-fold manifestation. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, that's right there. So 100 times and 100-fold. And I believe it should be all our prayer. But I just wanted to share that little piece of information there. But mainly, we can pray that Larry's heart be good, fertile ground, and God keep him. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe it's going to happen too. In the name of Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? One small item. And I'm talking about a short item. We're just going to discuss it. And if we can, and I don't want to dwell too long on it. It's a question that somebody had concerning let me see here. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 29 through 31, I believe. Just a minute. Let me see. Make sure. Yeah, 29 through 31, and I'll read it. It says, but this I say, brethren, that the time is shortened. that henceforth both those that have wives may be as though they had none. I'm going to read it again. But this I say, brethren, the time is shortened, that henceforth both those that have wives may be as though they had none, and those that weep as though they wept not, and those that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and those that buy as though they possessed not, and those that use the world as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away. All right. Anybody got any comments on this, these particular verses? What is he talking about here? But this I say, brethren, here's a key. The time is shortened. Okay. That henceforth, both those that have wives may be as though they had none. What's he talking about? Anyone? Okay, Judah.
Hey, everybody. I believe what it says is that if you're married or unmarried, it doesn't matter your status, doesn't matter, you know, what your what you're going through, what trials you may be in, happy, sad, if you own things or not own things, is because our focus should be on the eternal things and set on the Lord Jesus and serving him, being led of his spirit, and not get caught up in worldly affairs, you know, what other people are doing, whether it be, you know, it just, yes, you're still married or you're still single or you're going through this or you're going through that and you have these things, but we're just supposed to be focused on the eternal work of the Lord. And yes, you still have responsibilities. Yes, you still have to do these things, but you're just supposed to have that eternal mindset of doing the Lord's business. And your spouse would be obviously, hopefully, in compliant with that and understand that too. It's like you're not neglecting your spouse or that kind of thing, but you know, you're both about thinking and doing the same thing. It's just, I believe it's just putting God first and being led of him, and just knowing that all this is going to end and we're just stewards of it. And just our focus is supposed to be on that which God is asking us to do for the kingdom. That's just how I kind of perceive that. If I'm out there somewhere and I'm wrong, you'll help me out.
All right. That's good. That's kind of what I believe. Anybody else? What's our number one focus? Like Julie said, it's God. We don't, like she said, we don't neglect our family. But God comes first, and the family falls in behind it. Doesn't mean you neglect them, like she said. You love them. But when God tells you to do something, you do it, regardless of where you are. Okay. Anybody else? I know. Yeah, Pat.
Well, I'm looking. Let me just read the next two verses, and it kind of fills that up a little bit. I think it was 31, but I would have you be free from cares. He that is unmarried is careful for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord, but he that is married is careful for the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and is divided. So also the woman that is unmarried and the virgin is careful for the things of the Lord, that they may be holy may be holy both in body and spirit, but she that is married is careful for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. So I think it kind of fills in exactly what Julie was saying, is that there needs to be, in this time of shortness, or in this time that we're in, a renewal or a refocus upon on the Lord, on all of us, whether married, whether we're a husband or wife. There needs to be, we need to focus like a laser beam on the word of the Lord and his work within us for this time, for sure. So I think that's all I'd say.
Amen. Amen. All right, Missy. Thank you, Pat. That's good.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, just not letting anything distract you from the Lord. And that doesn't mean you totally ignore, you know, everybody else and everything else. You know, the Lord said, tarry or occupy till he comes. You know, you live in this world, but you're not of this world. But anyway, but Pat, I'm looking here at the NASB, and the very next verse, from where you stopped, I thought it was kind of funny, says this: "This I say for your own benefit, not to put a restraint upon you, but to promote what is appropriate and to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord." I was like, cool, you know, that nails it, you know.
Amen. All right, Claire.
Just reminds me of Pilgrim's Progress, because Christian leaves first, and he leaves Christiana and the family behind, and he hates doing it, but he knows he's got to go. But then there's Pilgrim's Progress 2, where Christiana and the kids come. So it's wonderful. Like, if you have the idea of household salvation and you are doing the things with God, and you as a woman are loving your husband and letting what he needs to do, then how blessed is the family, right?
Amen. We have a short time in this world, in this life, to bear fruit. We're in the race against time, and we need to focus everything toward the Lord. And that's why Paul says, you know, it's better not to be married. That way you can devote 100% of your time to the Lord, you know. But if you're married, he doesn't count it against you. You still have to devote 100% of your time, you know. We know that you have to do things to take care of your family, and that's fine. But the family should fall in line as well. And that's what we do as Christians. We teach them what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Amen. All right. Anybody else got any more thoughts on these few verses here? That verse 31 kind of explains itself too. Those that use the world as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away. God don't pass away. The world does. Don't get caught up in the world. That's part of the parable of the sowers, isn't it? The world takes them out. Okay. I hope that enlightens people. Julie says, Colossians 3:17, "And whatsoever you do in the word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and Father through him." Praise God. Yeah. All right. Y'all ready for some good singing? Huh? All right. I'll go ahead and start out. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I don't guess y'all like that. All right, I'll get you something else going here. I enjoyed doing it. All right, here we go.
For things that could not satisfy, and then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
There are millions in this world who are craving pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
So, my brother, if the things this world gave you that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to Him and humbly pray.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me
I need you. where sin runs deep. Your grace is more, grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Was it?
keeping thy presence my light.
The Lord met the left of his face, and the goodness of his heart to be bricked upon you.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord bless you
and keep you.
The Lord make his face
to shine upon you
and be gracious to you.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you
and give you peace.
Niech się Pan błogosławi i strzeże.
Facă să lumineze fața Lui peste
tine.
Jehova, tirumukham ninde mel uyarthi, ninakku samadhi.
Kosi fuini alafia.
I wanted to stop a moment and thank Greg for recommending that. That was awesome. That was beautiful. Would you put the thing in the chat so people can, if they want to see it, go ahead and copy it. I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and get back to the singing. That was awesome. That's going to be one of my favorites from now on.
The King is exalted on high, and I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. The King is exalted on high, and I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Rejoice in His holy name.
even one like me. You carried sin and shame, the guilt of every man, the weight of all I've done, nailed into your hand. Oh, your it's running through my veins. I can't escape its grip. In you my soul is safe. You cover everything. Oh, your love bled for me. Oh, your blood in crimson streams. Oh, your us alive again, makes us alive again.
Kind of praying, it's what saved my life. You ought to try it sometime. And now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. And she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her.
Mama used to drag me to church Sunday mornings and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa. I've got three of my own now, trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the trauma, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show him how to make it all right. Then he walks in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. You couldn't have picked a better time. Cause I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking. Bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. Cause it's not a religion. Cause it's more like a friendship. So just talk to your father like you are his kid. Start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Cause you can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. The rest of your life.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, he's so close, he's so close. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yeah, he's right in front of you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Just talk to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
Whoa.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Him we will never, never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah.
not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again, and praises the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen land. See all around now the nations bow down to see. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are read. I know
Messiah has come. It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made. Find life in him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring all Peter. Death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, 'twas for an atonement to give us the way that leads not to death.
Yeah. I come, don't have much to offer. Holy One, I'm humbled by all that you've done. And even though I walk through the valley, oh, and I don't have to fear, no. You have called me from my sorrow to gladness, and I had, what more could I want? So raise my faith a little higher, set my spirit on fire. Lord, we're asking you to move, cause you're the God of restoration, the one who gives salvation. Lord, let me unite, come, and let me revive, come. Oh, oh, oh. And let me revive, come. Ooh. Woo.
You are the God.
Thank you.
tonight, just for you, I want you to listen to this.
If there ever was a time I needed you before, Lord, I need you now.
And if there ever was a trial I couldn't handle on my own, that's how this feels somehow.
And if there ever was a child that was crying out for help, that's what this song's about.
All about. 'Cause if there ever was a time I needed you before, Lord, I need you now. If I've ever had a friend who's always kept his word, Lord, I know it's you. You've left me all alone, or been untrue. 'Cause if I know anything, it's that you meet my need just like you always do.
So I'm leaning on your love and counting on. Just to see me through,
I need you to remind me how faithful you have been.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when I'm at my weakness, that's when.
Lord, I know it's you, and I need you now. Woo.
I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance,
like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. And I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and
take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at your feet, its treasure store. Take myself and
well, all right, that was some gutters. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence tonight. It was awesome. Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a best one? I liked them all. All right, Lord, we just thank you for another good night. Lord, we hope that and pray that it was a blessing to you as well. We praise you all the time, though, Lord. Thank you for being our God. You're an awesome God. We love you, Lord. We love you with all our heart. And we praise you, Father, for all that you're doing with us. Give us all that great sleep tonight that we have already prayed, Lord, and we thank you for it because we know it's already done. We praise you, Lord, that when we wake up in the morning, we're going to be supernaturally supercharged. And we thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters, Lord. Protect them. Answer their prayers to you, Father. Give us bold faith to believe that when we do pray, it's happening. It's already happened. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Be with us, lead us, guide us. Give us wisdom, Lord, and let the gifts be in operation in all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, all right, saints, God bless you. We'll probably continue Tuesday night with some more of Hidden Manna. How's that? All right.